Just want to take a second to tell you who these fine, fine-looking young boys are up here, along with the other one. We have, for your listening and dining enjoyment tonight, let's start with a man with the bass that knows when to just lay it on you or just leave the space. Oh, yes. And he's equally talented on the upright bass fiddle and the bass guitar, and that's not always the same beast, so he is so wonderful. We love him so much. Comes to us from Cleveland, Tennessee. Right. He's from Cleveland, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, and he's awful proud about that, as a matter of fact. So, you may have first seen him play here with Jerry Douglas years ago, and it is our privilege to play with Todd Parks on the bass. Back here on the drum. What the heck? Play all of them. On the drums. We can do anything because we get to play with him. Anything we want to try, it works out because we get to play with the man with his drums of renown. This is Chris Brown. I know what you're thinking. Sure. Now, this is the Chris Brown that only beats his drums. Thank you. Thank you very much. I was expecting someone to say Bruce after that one. The man with the guitar, acoustic and electric. You've heard me say this before, he's a fine mandolin player, so surely you're not hearing that tonight. His musicianship astounds us. Wonderful singer and guitarist, Stephen Mogin with the guitar. Of course, the man with the five-string, or the man with the five-string banjo. He's already played the low one, he's playing the high one, he will later play his banjo, the sinkasai. He'll do it all for you tonight. When it comes to the five-string, he makes it swing. Scott Vestal with the five.